Things that apples make.
There's apple pickles, oh so tasty, apple tarts and apple pasty, apple dumplings, not to mention apple sash, apple fritters, light as thistle, and for folks to wet their whistle, tangy apple cider in a glass. Stew 'em, fry 'em, boil 'em, bake 'em, apple pie and apple cake 'em. You can cook an apple anyway. There's apple this and apple that, the recipes that fill your hat. Why, I could carry on like this all day. So pack your stuff and get a going. Get them apple trees a growing. There's a lot of work out there to do. Oh, there's a lot of work to do.
But you see, sir.
Food Hour with East Garner and Chef John Ash, celebrating our 35th year and our 22nd year here at Grand Saint. Hello there.
Well, how are you?
Did you save room for pie?
I did. Are you kidding? Pie and fritters and cider and all of that.
Well, for the first couple of guests we have this morning, the lovely Mademoiselle Michelle Anna Jordan.
Hi there.
Nice to have you here.
It's
you're doing a chef demo in just a few minutes.
Well, not exactly a chef's demo. It is, they're not doing the chef's tent this year. I am in the DIY, do-it-yourself, and I'm going to try to get everyone involved hands-on. So we're doing some very simple recipes. The first thing that will happen is we're going to make butter.
Apple butter?
Nope. We're going to make butter. We're going to make regular butter. This fabulous little butter maker that people should really enjoy. And then we're going to make apple cider vinaigrette, and we're going to talk about shrubs and spritzers, which is basically a vinegar based drink that has a lot of history in the prairies. When people were coming west, they would preserve fruit by pouring vinegar over it, then they would drain it, the fruit would be made into a preserve, the liquid would be a beverage. And it's a fabulous beverage when it's hot out. And it's also something that, if you're addicted to diet sodas, which are actually so bad for your metabolism, there are spritzers. I'm developing recipes for a couple of spritzers that will satisfy that craving for the taste of, say, Diet Coke.
And so you'll be giving out these
The recipes are there. I'll also post them on both my Facebook page and on my website, and they are there for people to take as well. But there's lots of hands-on experiences at the DIY tent.
And you will be demoing a strudel tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I'll be serving a strudel.
Serving.
Gourmet Mushrooms has generously donated a lot of four varieties of mushrooms. They're velvet pioppini, brown clamshell, alba clamshell, and trumpet royale. And I used to make it when they were growing shiitake, but they're not doing shiitake anymore. And frankly, I like these better. So I will be in the lovely artisan tasting lounge, which is the coolest. And by that, I mean temperature-wise. It is the coolest place in the park because it's under the tents. So I'll be there with strudel tomorrow.
Wonderful. What time's your demo today?
Today, I'm the first one, 11:30.
Just 20 minutes or so.
Just 20 minutes from now, I'll be there. So there's no charge.
Are you nervous?
No.
I'm not nervous because I was doing some prep work and the power kept blowing. So I'm full of adrenaline rather than nerves.
Well, Michelle, you're a Sebastopol resident. You've been demoing.
I live a mile from here.
A mile from here. You've been coming to this fair and demoing for probably 20, 25 years at least.
That's scary.
I know. And you're also the host of the Mouthful radio program on KRCB here
Absolutely.
In Sonoma
County. 24th year.
Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
You're still with the Press Democrat
writing? I am still with the Press Democrat. Two columns a week on Wednesdays, and then sometimes a feature story, and also features on the weekend as well now sometimes.
Marvelous. And what is this? Is this a new book you have out?
Actually, this book came out when I had five new books out in 2015.
Oh.
It's a journal, and the reason I'm featuring this one today is it's the perfect book for do-it-yourselfers. Mm. I started these culinary conversations at Cultivate Home.
Oh.
And they're not really, I'm trying to reinvent the cooking class, and they're very hands-on, and I'm not trying so much to entertain, but really trying to empower the home cook. And the first one had one student, and she sat there taking the most prodigious notes. And I thought, oh my God, my book, The Good Books Journal, which has so much room for people to fill things in, this is the perfect companion for somebody who really wants to up their game in the home kitchen. And so I love empowering home cooks.
Marvelous. Join Michelle Anna Jordan at 1 o'clock today for Apple Cider.
No, at 11:30.
Pardon me, 11:30 today. They would miss it if it's
1 o'clock is compost.
Yes, 11:30. Yes, 1 o'clock is compost.
Yes.
You're at 11:30. Apple cider vinaigrette, simple apple cider vinegar spritzer, strawberry shrub, and apple cider vinegar sauce. Michelle Anna Jordan, thank you for sitting in with us.
Thank you so much, and it's always wonderful to see the two of you.
Why don't we toast to your success?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have the Toastmaster with us. We want to welcome Liam Maclem to the Good Food Hour. He's the CBS, the foodie chap on KCBS in San Francisco, Emmy Award-winning co-host of Eye on the Bay. Nice to see you again.
Chaps, lovely to see you both. I'm so honored to be here at Gravenstein Apple Fair. I wore my stretchy pants because I knew that today I would be running around tasting all things apples, all things with apples, and beyond. You mentioned toasting, and I brought you some local cider. As we know, the local ciders are really extraordinary here in Sonoma County. Golden State Cider, they've been making this more recently, but they've been farming apples for 40 years, a local family just down the road. So I hate to drink alone. I only brought one glass for the pair of you.
It's okay.
We're
very close.
I noticed John went for the glass. So yeah. You have my glass.
Well,
there you go.
No. I was going to clink the old. There you go. Now let me pass that back to you.
You know, that's my favorite sound. My second favorite sound is this.
and I agree with you. There's nothing more appealing for the listener than to hear people slurping liquid.
They love it. The listeners love the sound of us eating and slurping.
But did you taste this?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I did. So you've been to the Gravenstein Apple Fair before.
I have to tell you, I did come here very, very briefly.
Yeah.
I was filming about 15 years ago, but it was very brief. Today, I really have had the opportunity to take a deep delve into all things Gravenstein. So already, John and I, earlier today, we were a little naughty, and we had our dessert for breakfast. So we had some frozen art, and it really is an artisan ice cream. Really, John and I had a great conversation about from whence this came. So a third generation now making this ice cream, and there's a region, Michoacán, the region in Mexico.
Yeah.
And who knew? The great ice cream comes from that region of Mexico,
but
it does.
Maybe the best ice cream in the world, from Michoacán.
I have to tell you, John and I tried it. We had to have the apple.
The Gravenstein apple.
The Gravenstein apple ice cream.
Apple pie.
It was apple pie.
One
little spoonful. It was apple pie in a spoon. It was delicious. It was perfect. And it took me there. Really delicious. Jorge, now running the business, his father, just watching to make sure he's doing a good job. But they're here at the fair. And what a treat to get in, to try all these local artisan products.
And didn't you call the father the Don or something like that?
I did. Well, because, I referred to John as the godfather of, wine country cuisine, and so in true Godfather style, Jorge's talking about his father, and he's sitting in the background just looking as if to say, you make me money, kid, huh? You serve the ice cream, you make me money, huh? Okay? You do what I tell you, huh? So no, the ice cream was perfect, and by the way, that was an Italian accent for those who are concerned. And if you're wondering where I come from, I'm an Irishman with an English accent. I'm constantly conflicted.
Well, the attendees to the Grabstein can taste Jorge Alcazar's beautiful ice cream at Frozen Arts. And if you can't get to the Grabstein this weekend, you can go directly to his shop, which is in Sebastopol Road in the Roseland area, and you can taste all his flavors of ice cream. Yeah.
And I have to say, chaps, I literally did follow my nose. It led me here. And you can smell the apple in the air as you approach here. The thing I'm really excited about, I have to share, the Agrarian Games, I'm going to be hosting one this afternoon, but I'm really upset that I'm going to be missing the chicken poop bingo. And my lucky number, my lucky number is number two. So I'm really, you know, sad that I'll be missing that. But for those folks who've not yet gotten the car to come here, just come and enjoy the food, but get here for the chicken poop bingo at four.
We're going to excerpt one audio line to run during our wrap-up, and that's going to be the one, the chicken poop bingo. Liam Maclev, CBS San Francisco, the foodie chap on KCBS, and an Emmy Award-winning co-host of Eye on the Bay. If you see him, look for the green shirt that says Foodie Chap San Francisco and buy him a glass of apple cider. Thank you, Liam.
Because you know what I need? I need one more glass of cider. Thank you, chaps. It's a joy to be with you. Enjoy
wonderful,
the fair.
Wonderful
Cheers.
Seeing you again. We'll take a break and we'll taste another locally produced cider, actually one of the newest ones in all of Sonoma County. The Cider Master is sitting in with John Ash and me. We'll tell you all about that in just a couple minutes, live from the Gravenstein, our 22nd year. And in 45 minutes, you know what I'll be doing.
I do.
I'll be judging Gravenstein apple pie for my 17th year. So I wore my Expando pants today, which is great. Live at the Gravenstein, this is KSRO.
I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Every Friday, get to Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rodert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's a tribute to the 80s with Aquanet. Enjoy a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, live music, and a kids area. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by Sonoma Media Group in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Hooters Rohnert Park. Offering 32 beers on tap, 25 flat screens with all the sports packages, happy hour all day Wednesdays and Sundays from 5 till close, and home of the world-famous Hooters Girls. Try the new smoked wings, half the calories and double the flavor. All-you-can-eat wings every Tuesday all day long. That's Hooters Rohnert Park, locally owned and open 7 days a week. So join the Hooters girls and come party on the plaza with Aquanet.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
The Alexander Film Society brings back the drive-in movie with a screening of The Wizard of Oz Saturday, August 18th at the Citrus Fair Fairgrounds in Cloverdale.
We must be over the rainbow.
Enjoy an authentic drive-in experience with a jumbo screen, local food and drinks from Pix Drive-In, Dahlia and Sage, and Flower Girl, plus Bear Republic beer and wine from the AVS cellar. Gates at 6:30 for games, cornhole, car cramming, and 80s costume contests. Movie at 8:45. Car tickets are $40. Bring your own chair and buy an individual ticket for just $15. Go online to purchase your tickets now. Prices go up at the door. Get to the drive-in Saturday, August 18th for The Wizard of Oz at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair Fairgrounds. Tickets online at avfilmsociety.org. Brought to you by Karma Dog Construction and Jane and Ron Pavelka, Pacific Union International.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Ah! I was up all night with Justin again. Kids with autism keep the craziest hours. I don't think I've had a full night's sleep since he was born.
Caring for a child with challenges like autism or Down syndrome can drain your resources.
Tom's already working two jobs trying to keep up with all the medical bills. It never ends. I wish I could help, but taking care of Justin is a full-time job.
You could be eligible for federal and state benefits that will pay you up to $4,000 a month.
What do I have to do to get that kind of help?
Contact Galt Advocacy.
Is Galt Advocacy a law firm?
No, an advocacy group. They connect people with disabilities to benefit programs, advocate for those denied services, and even help you get paid as a caregiver for your own child.
How do I find them?
Their website is galtadvocacy.com. There's no upfront cost, and the consultation is free.
Let me write that down.
GALTadvocacy.com.
Thanks.
Galt Advocacy. When you take a stand, you won't stand alone. Galtadvocacy.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and master gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's Own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Gravis Chapel, there is KSRO Good Food Hour. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash as we welcome cider maker Brad Yarger from Leaky Barrel Cider. That's the funniest name cider I've ever heard, and he is pretty much brand new. We try to introduce you to the ever-increasing number of fabulous cider makers in Sonoma County. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. And you guys launched last year sometime?
Officially, commercially, yes. 2007? What was that? No, 16, actually.
Oh, 16.
So 2 years, yeah.
Okay. And the Leaky Barrel brand is because you've had Leaky Barrels?
Yeah, we had kind of an issue. And this is a cider company I founded with my brother. And we're kind of notoriously bad at coming up with names until we absolutely have to and file for an LLC and all that kind of stuff. And it was just kind of indicative of our first experience where I had not one but two Leaky Barrels and had to transfer them from Rats Off Ranch where I press to the winery. And I'm following behind as my cider juice at the time.
It's dripping.
It's dripping all over, you know, Highway 12. And, yeah.
So you're pressing at Rats Off in Sebastopol.
Correct.
Okay, is that where you produce the cider? Where do you make it?
No, so then it ferments at Old World Winery in Fulton.
In Fulton?
Yeah, just off River Road. So okay. I rent space from a winery there.
And you have two different varieties of cider?
Correct, yeah. So what you're tasting right now is the first one we ever released.
Well,
it's called
this.
The SASH, which is an acronym for Single Apple, Single Hop. Mm. It's actually kind of a play on a type of beer called a smash beer, where you just highlight one apple, one hop, and let them play together. The simple enough that the base ingredients can shine through, but I think it's kind of better than the sum of its parts.
It's interesting because the hops really come through with this. And they stay. And you mentioned that this is like a year and a half old or something.
Yeah.
And it's still bright. And
The hops hold up. So it's actually alpha acids in hops that are super volatile. And those are extracted through heat. But because, I mean, cider making is different from beer making, I don't want any heat involved because I don't want to pasteurize the fruit, basically. So none of the alpha acid bitterness, just more the acid qualities. It's what we call high hopping.
You just kind of glossed over the hops. These are organic Lake County Gargoyle hops.
Correct. From Hopsmeister. Really interesting story. Mm-hmm. They were more or less extinct, or at least no one was growing them commercially, and they kind of revitalized them from some rhizomes that they took off of Mount Shasta. So it's probably a descendant of California cluster based on the way it grows, but surprisingly kind of tropical and a lot like these kind of newer hops, like Citra and those.
So where did it get this name, Gargoyle? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, you'd have to ask Claudia Kaczynski up at Hopsmeister in the county. Yeah.
So this is aged in oak barrels?
Yes, it's spent its whole life in oak. It's fermented, full malolactic fermentation as well, all in oak. But then the hop infusion is done in a tank just because it gets messy in a barrel.
So you know what's interesting about this? Only, I say only, but 6.5 alcohol.
Yeah, and that's just kind of based on the starting brick sugars. Yeah, for whatever reason, it's kind of medium low for cider. But this other one is a little bit stronger.
Okay. So this was your inaugural
Correct.
The first one.
Yeah.
S-A-S-H. I'm sorry. What does it stand for?
Single apple, single hop.
Single
so
apple,
it's all
single hop.
Sonoma County Gravensteins and then all Lake County Arpa hop.
So I have a burning question to ask. Do Gravensteins, are they not traditionally a cider?
Not so much. Yeah. Around here, though, you kind of got to take what you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one I'm going to pour you has some more traditional mm-hmm. cider varietals, apples with tannin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people are making great stuff with the Gravenstein. You know, Tilted Shed, Nana May's Specific Gravity. I think the Voto still does one. So, yeah, it's only loosely a cider apple.
So do all of you cider makers get together and swap stories and
lies
and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of drama. It's like, yeah. It's like an episode of Melrose Place when we get together.
Now you're thinking he's not.
So tell us about this one. So this one is called
This
Green
is
and
called
Gold.
The Green and Gold. Yeah. This is our 2017 harvest. It's called Green and Gold because go A's. But it's also mostly Rhode Island Greening and John and Gold apples. But I did get my hands on some late harvest mm-hmm. true cider varietals mm-hmm. from Dave Hale, just right up the road, mainly Black Twig. So it has that tannin to kind of prop up the acidity.
Yes, it's an entirely different cider
yes.
than the first one, for sure.
I kind of push the boundaries yeah. for kind of brightness and uh-huh. acidity uh-huh. and even funk. Uh-huh. This is what we call 00. So nothing added, nothing taken mm-hmm. out. I don't even inoculate with a commercial yeast, just the ambient yeast that lives in our air.
Is that dangerous?
I mean, it is, yes.
Because you're not always sure what you're going to get.
Exactly, yeah. Which is why not a whole lot of people do it.
Yeah.
The main tools I have, one thing is time. A lot of times I'll taste my barrel and it is foul. It smells like. And then I come back a month or two later and it's my favorite barrel.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just a lot of things will self-correct. But you also got to be able to recognize when something's beyond repair and just dump it, which I've done before.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's a little sweeter than the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's sweeter. It's fruitier.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's definitely
it's blended, well, it's blended with late harvest cider varietals. Does that mean that there's higher sugar content in those? Or not necessarily. It just means the varietal matures later.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes those kind of go hand in hand. That's a general rule of thumb.
Where do you find Rhode Island Greening and apples?
Island Greening and John and Gold are both from Benhurst.
Oh, Benhurst here in Sebastopol.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wonderful.
And then the late harvests are from Dave Hale up the road.
Wow, these are really great. Where do you sell these locally?
Oh, the usual suspects. you know, Andy's up the road.
Oliver's. Sells them.
Shout out to the sponsors. And they're doing a promo.
Are you pouring these today?
Yes, at the Artisan Tasting Lounge.
Okay.
As well as a collaboration charity cider I did with Agreste.
So to get into this tasting lounge, what does that require if somebody is here or coming to the fair? Is it a separate charge to do that?
I'm not sure. Exactly.
Okay. But if they know you, they can get in.
Yeah.
So
be 20.
The Sonoma Strong Cider is from barrel only. Is that correct?
Pretty much everything I've released spends its whole life in barrel.
Uh-huh. But the Sonoma Strong is not available in bottles, or it is?
Oh, correct. Yeah, it's only in keg.
It's only in kegs.
Yeah, so it'll only be in tap.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And who's pouring that? Are there bars around town the corner?
We just kind of had our release party at Barley and Vine in Windsor, but it'll be around a lot more places.
And this is a collaboration with who?
Agreste Cider, David over there. He's also kind of the right-hand man of Scott from Tilted Shed.
Oh.
He's got his own kind of side project, and we did a blend of all Sonoma County apples and then aged on locally for bay leaf.
Bay leaf?
Yeah.
Locally farmed.
Yeah. Which means he went out into his backyard. Estate grown bay leaf.
So can I give you something else to add to that?
Sure.
Hand harvested. How's that?
Yes, of course.
Locally grown hand harvested.
He's good at these things. And John always says if you use that, you get a buck more.
Yeah, that's right.
But really, I look forward to tasting the. It's on tap only at local bars, just with Sonoma Strong, which is a collaboration. And does it go to charity or some type? Do you know
the Justin Resilient Fund, and it'll be donated on behalf behalf of a mutual friend who passed in the fires.
Mike Marvelous.
Bo, so rest in peace.
Mike look for that. And then look for both of the Leaky Barrel Brothers Cider Company's Green and Gold, and then the original one, Sash, S-A-S-H, available at Better Markets in the area. How's that sound?
Yeah, what's so great about the Green and Gold is are the colors and the color of the cider itself used a clear bottle so you can already see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I inherited about 60 cases worth, so I only had to buy an extra 100. Okay. And it's nice glass.
It was wonderful meeting. Thank you, Brad Yarger.
Thank you so
from
much
Leaky
for
Brothers.
Having,
Leaky, Leaky Brothers. I like that better.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm sorry. Leaky Barrel Cider. I shouldn't have said that. But I did anyway. Leaky Barrel Cider. Thank you. It was great meeting you, and thanks for these ciders.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll take a real quick break, a couple minutes, and we'll come back. And I believe we're going to be tasting some terrific food in just a couple minutes. And then our annual salute to the Gravenstein Apple Pie, the second part of the show. Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. Gosh, are these kids cute.
Aren't they?
Oh, look
aren't
at these. The best people. We're right across from the Dutton Apple booth at the entrance of the fair. If you want to stop by and say hello when you're coming to the fair, more good radio after this break. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
This is Noreen Evans. You deserve to be made whole for your losses from last October's wildfires. While you have 2 years from the date of the fire to file your claim against PG&E, filing as soon as possible gives us time to complete your case and have it ready for trial or settlement from PG&E. We will prepare a comprehensive list of the contents and property you lost, including trees. This will help make sure PG&E reimburses you what you deserve as soon as possible. We have an entire team of home content specialists who work with our clients every day to build a complete profile of what was lost. This information will be critical in making you whole and ensuring PG&E gives you what you deserve. Thousands have hired us already, and we're working to make their case files settlement ready. You can join them today and take action to hold PG&E accountable. Learn more or sign up online today at pgelawsuit.com or call us at 707-237-2445.
Noreen Evans of Watts Guerra LLP is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
It's been a long summer. The kids need to burn off some energy and you need to relax. It can all happen at Epicenter Sports and Entertainment Complex, and it can happen for half price. Get your $50 gift certificate for $25 at mysonomadeals.com. Grab a bite at Victory House. The kids can hit Game On Arcade, some bowling for you, and 710 Social, and a snack at Clubhouse Grill. Sound good? $50 at Epicenter for just $25 at mysonomadeals.com. The best deals in Sonoma County are at mysonomadeals.com.
Life is fleeting. Special moments pass us by in a flash. Soccer goals, dance recitals, colorful sunsets over the ocean. For 50 years, Shutterbug Camera Shops on Santa Rosa Avenue has taught you how to capture those fleeting moments. And it all comes with expertise. Shutterbug Camera Shops and you. Capturing a lifetime of special moments. ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Shutterbug. Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness drawing on August 31st. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to 30,000 in prizes in the blazing hot slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Temperatures cooling down a bit for the weekend. Today, sunny at 87, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 51 across the county. Blue skies for tomorrow at 81, 64 in Bodega Bay. Monday, partly cloudy skies at 76, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Nephew taken at his big birthday.
broadcasting live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, the 45th annual. This is Chaos Arnold, the Good Food Hour, our 22nd year here at the Gravenstein, and great pleasure in welcoming our next guest is Clint McKay from Papa's Shack. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And is this your first year at the Gravenstein?
It is. This is our first year here.
And you specialize in Native American foods?
Correct. Specifically Pomo Indian food.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, as a Pomo Indian, it's my life. So these are some of the foods that I've grown up on, and my family has been preparing them for generations.
So the Pomo Indians are there are several iterations of Pomo Indians. The coast, the valley. Can you explain that?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So Pomo is a term that the linguists used because our languages are all similar, but actually Pomos encompass Marin, Lake, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties.
And where is your family from?
I am an enrolled member of the Dry Creek Rancheria Band of Pomo Indians in Geyserville.
When I was contacting you this week, you told me, see, I didn't get your message. The cell phone reception was very poor. Where were you?
I was actually over in the Cape Hay Valley, Cache Creek. So they sponsor every year a Native American language conference to try to reinvigorate the Native language and keep it going.
This is wonderful. This is so exciting to have you here. What have you brought us to taste? Let's start with this first.
Okay, so that's called a Pomo taco or an Indian taco. So the base of it is fry bread, what we call fried bread. It's actually deep fried bread dough. And then we put some refried beans, some beef, cheese, lettuce, sour cream, and you can put whatever you want on top of it from there, just like you would a regular taco.
It's wonderful. It's a puffy taco.
Yes, it's. Thank you. If you do it right, it's supposed to be light and airy and puffy. Yes.
Just wonderful.
Thank you.
And sour cream is optional for people, but not sour cream.
Yes.
So this is the puffy taco.
Puffy Pomo taco.
Puffy Pomo taco. And I know you have a bowl of chili.
Yes. This is bison chili.
Wow.
So the list, the ingredients are way long, but know that it's bison chili.
So. Okay, so bison.
It's bison, beans, a lot of different spices, jalapenos.
Oh, this is good.
So,
well, thank you.
So I applaud you for identifying that animal properly. Most people would say buffalo.
Oh, yeah. No, it's bison.
Perfect amount of heat, very complex. And whose recipe is this?
That's mine.
You came up with this. Not mom's or grandma's? Or
nope. Actually, that one's mine.
What? Absolutely terrific.
Thank you.
It's really, really great.
Thank you.
And what's in that little bowl in front of you?
This we call Pomo Pearls. Pearl is my oldest granddaughter, and she had this idea that we would take fry bread, roll it up into little dough balls, deep fry it, and then some cinnamon, sugar, and honey on it. And so,
this is so cool.
And so we call them Pomo Pearls because Pearl came up with that idea.
Oh, that's very
clever. And then the coup de grace is right here. And thank you for sending us the recipe. That's on the Chaos Arnold website now. Describe this.
Okay, so this is what we call Pomo Apple Shortcake. Around a lot of Indian big times and powwows now, they've incorporated strawberries because strawberries are very important. So we're used to having this be like strawberry shortcake. Since we're at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, we did a little work on it, and we used Gravenstein apples and the strawberries. We call that our Pomo Apple Shortcake.
And here's the recipe.
And
pretty straight
is.
Ahead. Flour, baking powder, salt. Oh, you use powdered milk.
Just a little bit.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Warm water, a little oil for frying. So that's our fry bread.
Yes.
And then the apple topping is straight ahead. Gravenstein's water, butter, cinnamon, nutmeg, sugar, and cornstarch. Well, it couldn't be. I'd like a little taste
Quite
of that.
Simple.
Do we have our knife handy?
Oh, I gave it to producer Mike.
Oh, you, we
and,
have.
And he's not going to give it back.
Okay. Why don't you cut a little bit about that? And where is your booth located at the Gravenstein for reference point? Or we come in and what are you next to? Or huh?
All the food is.
You're right where all the other food
is. It's called Food Row, I guess. Yes.
And when you're not at fairs, what do you do?
I spend I work for the city of Santa Rosa in my day job. I spend most of my time trying to preserve and perpetuate my Pomo Indian culture.
Oh, well, this is
Can I ask you, is it in danger? Do you think that we're going?
The Pomo people are not in danger.
Yeah.
The culture absolutely is.
Well, yes. Go by and support the Pomo wonderful recipes that Clint has brought with us. His booth is the first time at the Gravenstein,
yes.
And let's make him feel welcome. Thank you for this beautiful assortment of foods, and make sure to stop by the Shack.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, a pleasure to meet you. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll taste some award-winning apple pie, as the apple pie judging is only 20 minutes away. Live from the Gravenstein Apple Fair, this is the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, on KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and master gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy, showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
Yes, we know it can be an emotional time if your home is infested with termites, bed bugs, spiders, ants, what have you. It happens in the cleanest of homes. So be calm, take a big, soothing, cleansing breath, and say,
Clark, we need you!
That'll work.
Clark Pest Control. Call for your free inspection. Clark will rid your home and yard of pests and keep them away. So be calm. Talk to us at 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU or clarkpest.com. Say, Clark, we need you.
If your New Year's resolutions include being smarter with your money,
Come into the Home Depot to save big on appliance special buys. Like a Samsung stainless steel gas range, right now just $648. With five burners, removable griddle, convection cooking, and almost unlimited possibilities. Now that's smart, with savings that make you extra smart. Save on appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through January 17th.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
This is live from the Gravel Scene Amplifier. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, the good food for high on sweet, salty, and raga, and so lovers pie, apple and pumpkin, and some black bar, all come to your place every day with bottom pie. Roy Blunt Jr.
That's great.
And that's the best pie poem I've ever heard.
I think it's true.
I want to welcome Trish Davis from Whole Pie in Santa Rosa, California.
Hello, hello.
Nice to have you here. You're going to join me and Carolyn is one of the Grand Scene Apple Pie judges in 15 minutes.
Yes, please.
Thank you for donating your talent. And you brought some... What did you bring?
You didn't bring pie.
So I was a little girl that I grabbed a deep tree in the garden and she made pies. But pies need research to what we ate, sauce of crust, and fresh made applesauce. So I brought you my favorite pie making snack.
So this is deconstructed pie.
Sure, we can be hip like that.
Yeah.
And what is on the plate?
Oh, okay, so on the plate we have little triangles of crust, a little sugar, a little cinnamon, and then just classic straight up Gravenstein apple sauce. I tossed in a couple of ham pies from the Whole Pie too because they're cute.
So we can purchase Gravenstein. Can we purchase ham pies, apple ham pies at Whole Pie?
Any day but Tuesday.
They're close to the
yes.
Located.
2792 4th Street, just before Farmer's Lane.
Next to the closed liquor store.
Yeah, the liquor store is gone, but Hank's Creekside is still there.
And we're so fortunate to have you on 2 months after you opened Whole Pie, which was, a couple of years, is it?
Been? Almost.
Almost 2 years.
So you have, you don't open until 11 o'clock.
Right.
And people can't stand it because they want to get in there early.
I know, but we also want to be open until 7 so that people can come and pick up dinner on their way home. Yeah. So we had to create a balance in there somewhere. Yeah.
Carolyn Bowen, you're getting to be a regular at this show. You won Best of Pie Show against some 35 or 40 other pies in 2011. That was the first time we had you. You won again in 2015, so we had you back on in 2016. And you won again last year. Here you are again. How did you do it? Okay.
Hi!
Surprise!
Hi. That's quite an entrance. You know, I'm not quite sure. I tweak the recipe a little bit different every time, but you know, it's just the love of mine, and I have fun doing it.
Well, it's just remarkable. I remember you gave us Mama Bear's Grandstand Pie recipe. That was amazing.
That's right.
And then you followed it up with salted Gravenstein apple pie, a little riff on that. And then you gave us honey and brown sugar Gravenstein apple pie also.
That's correct. That's the one I brought today.
Is that the one? Oh, is this a liquor or what?
You know what? I think every pie looks delicious.
I agree.
So you can keep entering. Until they tell you no.
Yeah, but you know, I think I need to retire because that's my record's good with me.
It's fantastic.
The magazine insert in the Sunday paper did a special on pies, and they said that 7% of Americans have passed off a store-bought pie as homemade.
Oh, yes. We encourage that at the Whole Pie. We tell people to tell their friends that they made it.
Well, you know, people that do that, I have a name for that.
Hmm?
I made it up. It's called pie-jurism.
I support it.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I thought it was
good.
Okay, so run us through your crust. Is there any real secret ingredient? How do you do it? Food processor?
I love the food processor method. It is a recipe that a very dear friend of mine gave me that is from mother's in Indiana. So I just always call it my Indiana pie crust dough. It's very basic. It's flour, salt, butter, some shortening, and ice water.
It does sound so simple, doesn't it? But
it
why?
Does. But both butter and shortening is the secret.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you ever done pie doughs with other fats like duck fat or any of those things?
No, I never have. This is my tried and true. I mean, it's in my head. I don't even, you know, I just know it.
So yours is shortening butter blend. What about that whole pie? What type? Do you have one standard pie dough you use?
We do, and I stick with all butter. It's great. It adds a nice crumble to the pie crust, but I don't know what it is, and it makes me nervous.
Okay. And you do pie dough in what? 50 pounds?
Oh, I don't know. Try not to count those things.
I mean, you do a huge amount of pie dough, don't you?
Yes.
Scaling that up.
Yes. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I mean, pounds and pounds and pounds of pie dough every single day by hand.
By hand.
By hand.
Okay. And this is the pie dough we're going to be tasting in the hand pies?
Yeah.
Same pie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just can't wait to taste pie.
So, should I pass one of these to you? You're hinting at?
Yeah. And so we're going to see whether this pie that you brought us today, Carolyn, does it embody truly the quintessential ideal of pie-ness?
You know, my comment about this is that the year after winning is more pressure filled.
Of course. Hey, how to repeat?
Yeah,
it's hard to repeat,
it is.
Isn't it?
Now my face and the pie are together. Before, it's an anonymous pie.
I'm just cutting us. You don't mind.
I don't mind.
This is not.
So while you're doing that, I'm going for a hand pie.
Okay. But it's a hand pie, John.
So we're going to have a...
But it's a hand pie.
We're
going to
have a...
It's going in with the
a pie down here.
I'm doing a terrible job. Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. You know that once pie is cut, it always tastes good no matter what.
It looks like maybe a little cinnamon. Is that what you use?
Cinnamon. I use a little nutmeg. And this one, the recipe was from last year that I used honey as there's brown sugar and some honey. And that was kind of owed to the theme last year that was the bee theme last year.
The
apple fair.
Yes, it was.
But honey can be a tricky sweetener. So what I had looked up is to add a little baking soda to cut the acidity to the honey.
Oh, that was smart.
And then salt. You need a little salt in there. To,
John, I'm passing you some of Carolyn Bowen's award-winning pie.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be tasting between 30 and 40 pies in about a half hour from now. And this is your hand pie, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I call that the wallflower.
The wallflower is not a looker?
Honestly, because I espaliate apple trees on a wall at my house. That's why I call it the wallflower.
That's a nice hand pie.
Carolyn, these apples are perfectly tender. I love it.
Well, thank you. It was baked late last night, so I was a little bit sluggish, but
do you freeze any of the dough?
And then I have this was yesterday, but I have done that. I prefer to make it a day. It can be a day ahead, and I refrigerate it, and it's easier to work with that way too.
Wow, it's some really great pie dough, Carol.
Good yammers.
Mm. Well, thank you.
And thank you for not going overboard on the seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Because you judged with us before.
So what are the traditional faux pas that all of you judges run into when you judge an apple? Is it the overuse of spice? Or
I find it to be not enough. I find that there's my preference is you need is taste some seasoning in there, but without going overboard, it's a fine line. But a bland pie is just a bland pie.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is...
Yeah, I feel that way about sugar. I feel like people are really afraid of sugar, and fruit wants sugar.
Right.
You know, especially grabbing some apple. Comes in with so much basic tartness, and it needs that sugar to create that balance, and it needs the sugar for the structure, and I think people don't think about the science of the pie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's not overpowering the apple. Apple has to be the star of the show. Mm-hmm. I want a balance of sugar, I want cinnamon, I want a little lemon juice, but some people squeeze a whole lemon, and all you taste is a sour. That's terrible. Thickening is a big issue for me. Some people go way overboard with too much flour or tapioca or or arrowroot, and you just have a sludge. I'm not real fan of the slab. I like a chopped apple. I don't like the slab, the shingle pie.
Oh, yeah.
Because many times they're unbaked.
Right.
Hard, the apple is hard. I find that butter crust is traditionally not baked enough, right? We get pasty to bake bottom crust. That's tricky.
It is. That's about not being afraid of your oven.
Exactly. And that's why I also love to bake in a clear glass pie, because I look at it.
Right, lift it to the sky and take a peek.
Yeah, because that is my pet peeve too, is when my crust turns out too raw.
So do you don't blind bake them?
No, I don't. No.
So just get it in there and get it in the oven.
Right, but I put it in on a preheated flat cookie sheet, and that tend and hot, nice and hot. And a lot of times I'll turn it down, but lately I go back and forth. Last night it was all one. It was 400 degrees.
Do you do any sealing of egg white on the...
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do an egg wash on top, yeah.
Do you do egg wash on yours?
I do, yep. Whole egg, a little bit of water.
Yeah, same here. Mm-hmm.
Do you put the bottom crust before adding the filling?
No.
You don't?
No.
What about you?
Bottom crust, filling...
You don't prick the bottom?
Oh, do I prick? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I just like a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, these are all the tips. Mm-hmm. But you just... And do you use a food processor?
For the dough, yeah. Just... And then I...
And you just use a big mixer, don't you?
No, in the shop we just use our hands. We're dealing with so much quantity that a mixer would kill it, a food processor would kill it. If I was making one pie at home, I would whip out the food processor.
You would?
I would.
Okay. So I have to tell my favorite pie judging story. I tell this every year. The first year I judged was 2002 pies. And I'm judging along and I feel this presence hulking behind me. And I kind of notice this big guy standing behind me while I'm judging pie. And I turn around, he's wearing an Oakland Hells Angel shirt and leather jacket. Mirrors, that's his big beard. And he walks on the shoulder and says to me, and I say, laughingly, in between mouthfuls of pie, well, one of the judges has to die. And he says, true story. That's my favorite. Luckily, I never been threatened or intimidated before judging pie. But that was fun.
It is a violent job.
So we're going to be judging pie at long after we get out of the air, and then we'll be awarding pie on the main stage. And we also have a special presentation to give the farmer, executive director, and Gravenstein Apple Fair manager will be on stage. A special lifetime achievement award, Carol Lewandowski, this is him for years and years with Kalani Bomb and, of course, apples. So that'll be a fun afternoon. So, any closing? This pie is terrific, Carol.
Thank you very much.
And what I'd like to do this is kind of timing before judge pie, as well as to have a pie slip. They don't call it pie all about.
So, do you?
We really feel a guy. I mean, let's face it. Someone who has been so. And yeah, I thought, oh my gosh. Many times the person that presented that pie maybe is looking at you as you're judging it. Yes. So you have to be. You cannot show any face regardless of what you might. Okay. I'm telling you this first time, but. You wear your emotion side on your face. Poker. You got poker. So I think we're going to go to the last 2 minutes. You know, a great pie. You know, soccer when it comes to pie, especially your cheese.
Parmesan.
Your pie.
Nice.
He's very modest. He's incredible.
I believe that.
Well, thank you.
Dinner, it's not hot.
Maybe I will.
You know? Phone name. Many different phone names. I might be not seeing them all. Next week we're back. Go ahead. Okay, we're back at the station next week. We're going to pop. We encourage everyone to come to grab an apple here. Doors open at 10 o'clock today and tomorrow goes sometime tonight. I don't know what time. 8, 9 o'clock or so?
I have no idea.
But there's so much to do, so much to see, there's so much to eat. There's music on not one but Tuesday is going on all afternoon. A lot of crafts we can't forget. There's the DIY section, the do-it-yourself, the artisan tasting lounge, where there's a lot of great foods. That's a separate. There's cider, 16 different cider makers. There's wine. There's beer. There's some happy. It's like people reunion. They haven't seen each other since last year's Gramercy and Apple. There's life on the farm also. There's lots of things for the kids to do, from petting llamas to looking at bees, you name it.
So you know the best thing about this is people watching.
Oh, my.
Hello, just sit down and let them come by.
It's been a tradition here in Sebastopol since 1973, the Gravesen Apple Fair. We are just honored to be here. We have a great time here every single Saturday. So, thanks to the Gravesen Apple Fair for hosting us. This has been wonderful. And we'll see you next week back at the station. Huh?
You will.
Carol, Rusty, and Trish, 30 seconds to start tasting pie.
There.
So, everyone, listen. This is the KSRO Good Food Hour. Steve Turner, John Ash, wishing you a great week. This is KSRO.
There's a lot of work out there to do.
Thompson. I'm Andre Iguodala.
I'm Draymond Green.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
Hi, I'm Kevin Durant, and this is where the Warriors won the championship. KSRO Santa Rosa.
In Washington State, stole an empty turboprop, then took it on a suicide ride, which ended on an island in Puget Sound.